here with the dragons, are we back up in here? Spit fire from the back of your ears, coming straight from the belly of the beast that's in the back of your ear, whispering shit that's got you clapping your rear. This panic and fear is damaging. Radical stages of behavior that's got you on a scat eating, looking for the big body. Welcome back to another episode of We Are NXT UK. This is where we talk all about NXT UK. We are NXT UK centric, and it's a pretty fun time usually. Before we get into this week's episode, I do just want to mention that it is very cold and very dry here in Michigan around this time of year, and so if I cough or something, I do apologize. It's just dry in here, and it's just difficult sometimes. But I hope that you're comfortable wherever you are, wherever you're hanging out listening to us. Hope everybody is getting settled in for a nice, enjoyable, fun, and safe holiday season. That's the one bright spot on this time of year here in Michigan. The weather is awful, but it is beautiful with all the lights and the snow and the trees and the presents and all the fun stuff that goes along with that. But anyway, on to the show. Before we talk about this week's episode of NXT UK, we have some related news. Our own Ginny became a two-time Progress Women's Champion last week, defeating Miko Satomura at Chapter 99 Progress Show. A lot of friends of the show were there, and I was keeping up with it on Twitter. I got to watch a little bit of the Ginny Miko Satomura match. Thank you, Steven. so that was pretty cool. Congratulations to Ginny. And also this past week on the United States NXT, Rhea Ripley, the first NXT UK Women's Champion, became NXT Women's Champion. So she is the first person to hold both of those championships. She defeated Shayna Baszler, ending Baszler's 415, I believe, day reign. Second longest reign for that championship in history behind Asuka. So congratulations are in order to Rhea Ripley. Her star is really rising, and for anybody who's a longtime listener of the show or who has followed me on social media, you know I'm a big, big fan of Rhea Ripley and have been touting her as a future legend for a really long time, and it's really cool to see the push she's getting. I feel like her future is very, very bright with WWE, so that's very, very exciting. So congratulations to Ginny and Rhea Ripley for their championship victories over the past week. But now on to NXT UK for the 19th of December. Now, this is actually the last new episode of NXT UK for the year. Next week on the 26th, we're going to get the Best of NXT UK 2019 special show. And I gotta tell you that we're gonna have a very special crew for the podcast next week. I'm just gonna leave it at that. But we're gonna have the biggest booth that we've ever had. That's for sure. That's gonna be a lot of fun. And then the next episode after that will be in the new year, and we're getting geared up for TakeOver Blackpool. The card is coming together. Last few episodes of NXT UK really focused on getting the championship matches set, and those are all now set and locked in. Now we've got Joe Coffey challenging Walter. We've got the Triple Threat women's match with Piper Niven and Toni Storm challenging Kaylee Ray, and then of course the four-team ladder match for the NXT UK tag team titles. And so this episode of the show was largely all about the kind of the secondary feuds of the grudge matches and other things that needed to be put in place as we're getting closer and closer to TakeOver, which is only, as of the time of this recording, we're only 23 days away. So it's getting close, and I'm getting really excited about it. So the first match we have, Pretty Deadly taking on the returning Kenny Williams and Amir Jordan. Now, well, Kenny Williams isn't returning, but Amir Jordan is, after being out for what felt like forever with a shoulder injury. I believe he was out for 6 months, and he's back, and his dance moves were in full effect. The shoulder injury did not seem to be impeding his ability to do that. And they looked very impressive, looked like they hadn't missed a step. Pretty deadly. We don't see them that often on NXT UK, but they did show up here, and they did have a little bit of offense in the match, taking advantage of Amir's shoulder injury and working over the shoulder and the arm throughout the course of the match. It's definitely the obvious thing to do, but also the right thing to do, I think. You got somebody who just came back from an injury. Of course you're going to go after it. It makes sense. He had it all taped up and everything, too, so it's a target, obviously, for the heel team. But Kenny and Amir did prevail. Good to see them getting a nice win in their first match back on NXT UK in over half a year. And God, this tag division on NXT UK is just so deep. I mean, outside of the four teams competing for the tag team titles at TakeOver, you've also got Kenny and Amir. You've got The Hunt. You've got so many other teams. So just tons of depth all over the place on this show. Love it. Love it. Love it. Speaking of, right after this, we did get a backstage pre-tape with Fabian Aichner and Marcel Bartel of, pardon me, of Imperium, talking about the ladder match, and they're not too keen on the ladder match. They feel like it goes against everything that they stand for, with the mat being sacred and wrestling being sacred and whatnot, but they confidently stated that if a ladder match is what it takes and that's what they have to do, then that's what they're going to do and they will get the job done. So, kind of hesitant, but confident at the same time from the members of Imperium. They're looking to have all kinds of gold after a takeover of Blackpool. It remains to be seen. We'll see what happens. Yeah, another pre-tape from Ligero, one of our favorites here on NXT UK, talking about Cassius Ohno. Ligero says they first met back in 2004, and he always wanted to wrestle Cassius Ohno, and earlier this year, he got a chance to do that. Ohno was victorious in that match, but it was only because Cassius Ohno turned Ligero's mask around so he couldn't see, and then he knocked him out with the elbow to win. So Ligero says next week, which is actually going to be in 2 weeks, Ligero is going to beat some respect into Cassius Ohno. So Ohno has gone from being someone Ligero looked up to and idolized to being somebody he wants to defeat. So I'm looking forward to that rematch. I didn't know that that was coming, so I'm excited about that one. It's good to see Ligero still getting showcased on the show pretty well. And Cassius Ohno is always very entertaining, so that'll be one that we'll be able to look forward to. Up next, we had a nice segment with Trent Seven coming out and talking about Eddie Dennis. Last week, of course, Eddie Dennis interjected himself into Trent Seven's scheduled match with Michael May and just kind of beat the crap out of Michael May while Trent Seven was in the ring, and then threw Michael May into the ring as some sort of gift or sacrifice or something for Trent Seven. Then Trent tells Eddie that he has cheered for him in the past and has grown up wrestling him all over in different territories and whatnot. Calls Eddie Dennis out. Eddie comes out, and Eddie was dressed in all black and came out of the black curtains and draperies and whatnot. So when he first emerged from the back, he really looked like just a floating face. It was kind of an unintentional funny image. But Trent asked him, "What are you doing? What are you doing? What are you doing?" Just and calls him out to come down to the ring and reiterates a lot of this stuff. And Eddie Dennis, we think he's going to rebuttal, but he just rebuttals by hitting Trent Seven over the head with the microphone that he came out with, and just says, "I'll see you at TakeOver Blackpool." Just simple and straight to the point. So, for all intents and purposes, it seems like this match is official. I guess we don't need Johnny Saint or Sid or anybody to make this match. It seems like, you know, the guys can just do what they want now, and that's fine. So, we've seen this building over a few weeks now, and it looks like it's going to be official for the show. This is going to be a great match. Looking forward to this one. And then after this segment, we got to look at the Women's Championship Triple Threat and everything that's been going on lately between Kaylee Ray, Toni Storm, and Piper Niven, going all the way back to TakeOver Cardiff last summer. Gosh, TakeOver Cardiff was such a long time ago at this point. Like, it doesn't feel like it was that long ago, but that was like 4 months ago now, 4 or 5 months ago. So we see a recap, Kaylee Ray beating Toni Storm for the championship and how much that's kind of wrecked Toni, and the fact that this was, you know, the championship meant so much to Toni, and it was kind of a point of stability almost in her life, it seems, because of all the things she's had to go through, and Kaylee Ray has taken that from her. In the meantime, while Toni Storm was gone and had disappeared from NXT UK TV for quite some time, Piper Niven interjected herself into the championship picture and told Kaylee Ray point blank that she's coming after her. But then Toni Storm finally returned to us, and it's just turned into a very genuine a triple threat, a three-way a battle, a struggle over dominance of the women's division. And it really is, there's not really a clear-cut babyface in this situation right now, because Toni Storm is kind of just isolating herself, doesn't want any friends, doesn't really trust anybody, it seems. Piper Niven's tried to sort of reach out and be like an ally for Toni, and Toni has just rejected that. She's focused on simply regaining the NXT UK Women's Championship. So this is really going to be a great match, I think, storytelling-wise and just pure, you know, wrestling, just action-wise. I think it's going to be an awesome match. I feel like it could have easily ended up being the main event of TakeOver Blackpool, just because the story has developed so well. I mean, so has the men's championship story. So, and I think they've stated already that is going to be the main event for TakeOver, but I'm sure that this will probably be second to last on the show. And speaking of women's action, that's what we got up next, our second match of the show. The debut of Amel, who is French, hailing from Paris, and she got to take on the aforementioned Ginny, accompanied in the ring by Jazzy Gabbert. And this was definitely a good showcase for Ginny. She, after she was unsuccessful in her last outing on NXT UK, she picked up a good win here over Amel with the makeover, which is that X-Factor out of the corner where her opponent's like seated up on the turnbuckle. It looks absolutely devastating. And we saw kind of a more aggressive side of Ginny here. She wasn't really being, she wasn't really behaving with much finesse or whatever. She was being very vicious. And after the match, after she picked up the victory, she had Jazzy come into the ring to lay in some more stiff shots to poor Amel, who just took it like a champ. Ginny instructed Jazzy to deliver a clothesline, which she obliged, and then said, "One more time," and Jazzy obliged again. And then Ginny asked for another clothesline, and Jazzy kind of hesitantly was going to pick Amel up, and then just decided, you know what, no, this is pointless, this is just mean-spiritedness, and this isn't getting us anywhere, and I've had enough, and I'm out of here. So this little friction that's been developing for a couple of weeks between these two seems to be really spilling over, and I would really love to see them just pull the trigger on these two splitting up and having their first one-on-one match at TakeOver. I think that the history is rich between the two. Jazzy debuted on the show, with Ginny. Not debuted with Ginny, but it debuted as Ginny's hired muscle, and one could say that in terms of the story, that Ginny's probably been holding Jazzy back just so that she can selfishly use Jazzy for her own gains. So there's a lot to be told here, and I feel like it would be great to have them in a one-on-one match. Either that or to have them in a tag match against maybe like Xia Brookside and Isla Dawn, or just any two people, but, you know, I feel like those two are as good an option as any for kind of a makeshift tag team. A couple of popular stars who we love to see. And maybe in that tag match, we could see finally, like, the last straw, where Jazzy finally turns on Ginny, and then we can get that program. So, I'm going to hope for that. It'd be really, really great to see a second women's match on the TakeOver card. We got another pre-tape here with Walter. Radzi just kind of knocks on the door of Imperium's locker room, and Walter answers the door, and, what do you want? Walter declined to really talk about Joe Coffey. Said he wasn't really concerned about that right now. He wanted to just address Ilya Dragunov and Alexander Wolf and what's going to happen in that match, which we're going to see in a couple of weeks as well. It's going to be a no disqualification match, so I'm assuming that's just going to break down into a all-out brawl, as we've seen between Imperium and Gallus over the last few weeks. You know, Walter... Walter gives very polite, very stern, very straightforward, but very polite promos and interviews and whatnot. He doesn't seem to get angry, doesn't really raise his voice at anybody. He's just matter of fact and just, you know, gets along with his business, and I kind of like it. Main event, Tyler Bate and Noam Dar. This is a match we've been waiting for a while. There's a bit of history with Noam Dar having that kind of mini feud with Trent Seven that just recently came to an end, and now he's moved on to the other half of Mustache Mountain. And this is a fun match. Tyler Bate did get the win in the end after a number of near falls and close finishes. But it wasn't without a little bit of controversy as well. Near the end of the match, which I'm really not doing the match too much justice. It was a really good match. A little bit more of a slower pace throughout most of it, with Noam Dar utilizing a lot of holds, really cool holds as well, and Tyler Bate doing Tyler Bate things. I still love. Yeah, seen it a million times, but the little rebound off the top rope thing that he does is just so cool. And a nice little detail was that Noam Dar seemed to have an answer for everything Tyler Bate did. Like, all of his moves, Noam Dar had a counter for, which was really cool. It's made it seem like Noam Dar had really been scouting Tyler Bate, really knew what to expect, and Tyler Bate ended up just getting the better of him at the end. Which you'd really kind of expect that Tyler Bate is a former NXT UK champion, former tag champion. He's a top guy on NXT UK. So a great match, a great TV main event. Near the end of the match, though, Jordan Devlin made his presence felt and distracted Tyler Bate, almost allowed Noam Dar to get the win, but Tyler Bate was able to hit Tyler Driver 97 and get the pin. Immediately, like, as soon as the three count hit the mat, Jordan Devlin had hit the ring to attack Tyler Bate, but Tyler Bate got up and the two made eye contact, and Devlin escaped the ring, lived to fight another day. And Tyler Bate says, hey, if you want this that bad, how about you and me at TakeOver? So again, I believe this match is all but official. Tyler Bate and Jordan Devlin for TakeOver. Now, that is, we're 23 days away from the show as of the time of this recording, and that's already, to me, going to be a match of the year candidate. I think that these two are just going to tear the place down. It's going to be a tough act to follow, and I'm really looking forward to this one. And I think that, I'd say whoever comes out of this one victorious is probably going to be in line for a championship match against whoever comes out of Joe Coffey and Walter with the championship after TakeOver. So that was the show. It was a three-match card, three matches plus one in-ring segment, and plenty of backstage pre-tapes, and we've advanced a number of stories. And as of right now, it looks like we've got five matches on the TakeOver card. We could get more. Cardiff had 6, with Cesaro being there for his open challenge, which was met by Ilya Dragunov. But right now, for TakeOver, we've got Trent Seven and Eddie Dennis, Tyler Bate versus Jordan Devlin, South Wales Subculture, Imperium, Gallus, and Grizzled Young Veterans in a 4-team ladder match for the NXT UK Tag Team Championships. Kaylee Ray versus Toni Storm versus Piper Niven for the NXT UK Women's Championship, and Joe Coffey versus Walter for the NXT UK Championship itself. I mean, that's already basically a perfect show, but I'm sure we could still see. There's still, even not counting next week, there's still 2 more episodes leading up to Blackpool. So we could still see 1 more match added to this, and I don't know if it'll be a match involving, we've still got to find out what's going on with Joseph Connors. Is he takeover worthy? We haven't had a match made yet for him. Is Noam Dar going to be on the show? He thinks his contract says that he's supposed to wrestle on every takeover. That doesn't seem to be the case. He seems like he's, delusional, according to the general managers. Will Ginny and Jazzy make the card? I don't know. I mean, you could so easily make like an 8-match card out of everything that's going on with NXT UK at any time. That's something that's really awesome about this 1-hour show each week, is it's just, there's so much happening and everybody is kind of involved in a story or involved in something, internally or just that they're dealing with. Everybody has something going on, and that's just awesome. NXT UK for the week. We've got next week's show. I don't know what the format is going to be for the show itself that airs on the network, as far as are we going to have a host? Is it going to be just a series of clips, or are we going to get full matches? I don't know what to expect just yet, but I know that we're getting the best of NXT UK 2019 next week, and we're going to have a bunch of people over here for that. So a big group of friends, our normal pay-per-view crew, as we call it, which is also our takeover crew, but we're all going to be here. It's going to be like our best friend kind of Christmas hangout party thing, and it's the same day as NXT UK airing, so we're all just gonna hang out, watch the show, talk about it. I don't know what we're gonna do. We might just kind of discuss it as it's happening and just hit record and let it go, just have it be like a literal live watch along, or maybe we'll watch it and then talk about it after like we usually do here. But either way, it's gonna be 5 of us all talking NXT UK. I'm excited. It's all wrestling fans. Like Lee, who's been on the show, will be here. Mia, of course, will be here, and our friends Vicky and Miles, who I don't think anybody who listens to the show would be familiar with, but they're all gonna be here. We're all gonna be having a good time. It's gonna be a lot of fun. 5 non-British people talking about British wrestling. It's the most American thing I can think of. But thank you for hanging out with us. Thank you for supporting We Are NXT UK. Thanks for supporting NXT UK. It's such a great show, such a great brand. You can follow us on Twitter and Instagram at We Are NXT UK. You can follow me at BrentFFF on Instagram and Twitter. Thank you very much, and we will talk to you next time.